This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
Consider what is thought by some to be the most difficult passage of Scripture, Hebrews 6, 1-6. Here's what it says. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God, instruction about baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And God permitting, we will do so. It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, if they fall away, to be brought back to repentance, because to their loss they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace. Is this speaking of believers or unbelievers? Is it saying it is possible to lose your salvation? Is it a warning? Is it a hypothetical illustration? These are just some of the questions that come to mind as you read this scripture. The commentators give you a choice of interpretations because they admit they don't know for sure. We are of sterner stuff, though, so we will have a go at it. Two concepts seem to be key to this passage: fall away and brought back to repentance. To fall away does not mean to lose your salvation. That is made clear by the rest of the passage. To fall away means to fall aside or away, to err, to stray, to lapse, to fall down inadvertently. Used only in Hebrews 6:6, it denotes a falling away, an abandonment. It signifies a deliberate act of sin, denoting a falling and not conscious and deceitful, faithless action. As you can see, even the definition seems to be contradictory. But falling away is not something you plan beforehand to do. It is something you may not even realize you are doing, or that it is a sin. But in the sense that you do it, it is a deliberate act of sin. The other concept is repentance. What do we know about repentance? According to Scripture, it is an integral part of the gospel message. Among other things, we know it is granted by God, that it leads to the knowledge of the truth, that it leads to life, that it leads to salvation. It seems to be the first step. We cannot generate repentance ourselves. It is granted by God to those who seek it sincerely. From personal experience, it is interesting to note that it is not necessary for us to actually verbalize our desire for repentance. It is often found only in our hearts, and that is where God looks for it. Once it is granted forever. The writer of Hebrews begins by telling his audience to grow up, to move on from the elementary teachings that are the foundation of repentance from sins that lead to death. To put it another way, he is saying, you have been there and done that, now move on, grow up. Keep on learning about the Christian faith you profess and possess. To keep going over the same teaching seems to indicate that you are not sure of your salvation, that focusing on the basics will ensure that salvation. Nothing else is needed. It is kind of like praying the prayer for salvation over and over. You did it once and believed it, but then you begin to wonder if you did it right, and so you do it again and again. I'm speaking of personal experience here. But there comes a time when you realize you don't have to do it again. Once was enough. Because, as the writer is saying here, otherwise, you would require Jesus to die for you many times. And that just can't happen. Once was enough. So with the elementary teachings about Christ, once you know them, you know them. You can't learn them again. You can't be brought to repentance again so as to come to learn them. You have already done that. To use the example of an infant, a baby seems to be unsure that he is going to be fed again. So when he is hungry, he cries. Even though he always is fed, still he's not sure he will be again. So he cries. But when he has matured a bit, he stops crying and just trusts. So here, you have been granted repentance. You have learned the elementary teaching about Christ, but you are not really sure about them. So you keep going on over them. But Scripture confirms itself, so the way to make sure is to move on, to read other passages to find out what you learned is indeed true. to seek out other Christians who have matured and learn from them, to not just read the Word, but to really meditate on it, to reread it as often as is necessary for the Holy Spirit to give you understanding of it. An infant has no ability to stand for anything, and will be required of you to stand firm in your faith. Therefore, it is important for you to strengthen that faith so as to be able to stand. To sum up this passage of Scripture, it seems that the writer of Hebrews is talking to believers who simply need to grow up. They have the knowledge of the truth, and that is the foundation they must build their faith on. To stay in the infant stage might lead to a falling away because there is no growth. They cannot lose their salvation, since Jesus cannot die for them again. This will become clear to them as they keep growing, as it will to you, as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.